You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 102. Today is December 2nd, 2023, and today's guest is welcome back, Officer Ricky.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
And let's not forget, Three-Pete George.
Three-Pete George. Three-Pete George. What's up, guys?
Yeah, I saw George come on, so I was like, hey, third time, you know what? He's trying to take the spotlight. I got to come back.
Bro, everyone got tired of Officer Ricky.
And I've been telling you that I've been wanting to meet Officer Ricky, so I was like, oh, okay.
And I actually have someone on here that had a podcast.
Oh, shit, okay. I didn't know that. That's what's up.
So
you still running it, or?
I think we're going to just bring it right back up. Okay. Me and my wife used to run it, so.
Oh, nice.
As we've been on a very long hiatus, so she's been bugging me to bring it
back.
The
podcast episode that came on, episode 100?
Yeah.
He went home and told his wife, we're doing it again.
Nice. Yeah.
And I've offered to him come use my equipment.
I
said that, dude, start a fucking cop podcast and come knock it out. It's right here. It just sits here. But he doesn't want to impose? Well, chingate pues.
How long was your hiatus for?
Summer.
The whole summer?
Well, not really, because I recorded one in July right before we went to Cancun.
Yeah.
And dude, you see, what a difference.
Yeah.
There's no mosquitoes in here. No, yeah, nothing's biting. Look, I'm wearing a short sleeve. It got bad in here, George.
Yeah.
Mosquito. Dude, one day he came over, and I had that brand new mosquito zapper outside, and Ricky got hit bad. He was like, what the fuck's up with this machine? What the fuck?
Well, he told me, he's like, oh, it's good for like 4 acres. You know, he has 4 acres here. So I'm like, okay, I'll be good. No, I got lit up.
Homeboy came in his one piece.
Came in like a swimsuit, dude. I'm like, nah, never again.
And it's been bad. So it's like, and then it gets hot in here. I have no AC. I have nothing.
Yeah.
So it does get hot. So I do take, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to not record one. Or I do record one, like the one in July.
Yeah.
Only because I was in the garage like at 4 a.m. with someone from Texas at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So she hooked me up. She did me the solid. But at 4 a.m, I was still sweating. Yeah. And the earbuds were getting everywhere and sweat everywhere. So
got a little moist.
Yeah, we would record also at night. But then again, that's when the mosquitoes are.
Yeah.
They're
the worst.
Yeah. So I've tried to play with it multiple times on when to record. Hey, at the same time, when he's available. The only times I record by myself, man, is when I throw rants. When I am fucking, I'm not saying names, but they know who the fuck I'm talking about. And
it's one of those if the boot fits,
if the shoe fits type conversations.
Daggers, huh?
Yeah. So he tells me, dude, I actually like those solo ones. I'm like, oh, my brother Danny, here we go, $25. My brother Danny said, hey, I just heard number 25 or whatever, the COVID rant. He goes, you sounded angry, bro. I'm like, I was. He goes, like, well, who gave you COVID? Ricky's wife. And he's like, we always hurt the ones we love.
Man, I got COVID right from the tap.
Yeah?
Yeah, some not being racist. He was actually Chinese.
Yeah,
I got it right from, you know what I mean? He went on a holiday or whatever. Nobody knew nothing about it. And he came back. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Shaking his hand. And 3 days later, I'm sick as a dog.
Damn.
Yeah, man, I have to go to the ER.
What's funny is that I was fine that morning. It was a Tuesday morning, and I went to work. I remember where I was at. I was at one of the liquor stores in West Covina. Belinda area, and his wife texts, guys, I just tested positive for COVID. 30 minutes later, George, it's like my stomach started, and I responded on a text, are you fucking serious? Tell me you're joking. Tell me you're joking, because my family was just hanging out with you a couple days ago. Tell me you're joking. No joke. I'm telling you, 30 minutes later, and my stomach started, I started fucking sweating. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? Is this it? Ended up going to the next account, and then I just got worse. It's
all in your head.
That's what they say, man. It's all in your head. So it got worse. So then I called my boss. I'm like, hey, I think I have COVID. And he tried to get on my ass about it, because we were taking this questionnaire in the beginning. Have you been around somebody COVID? My answer was no, because I didn't go to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Have you, you know, so I didn't know that my family came back sick, you know, and it's a bunch of questions. And no, right? So you took that questionnaire and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't lie. Yeah. So you kind of got on my ass about it. Mm-hmm. Like, but I didn't lie. I went and tested. Yeah, fucking COVID, dude. Freaking. I had the chills. If I would see people eat, it would make me gag.
Really?
Yeah. I would see my family eat and I would start gagging. And I would go stay in my room. And that was around the time where I played a lot of Call of Duty. So I played a lot of Call of Duty. And the wife, on the other hand, she got it worse. Chills, fever. I got the fever too. Freaking, she lost taste and smell.
Wow.
But guess what, bro? Her office used to be right where my desk is at, yeah. And she would come to work.
Oh, yeah?
And I said it on that COVID rant, we're little bitches. Guys are bitches, 100%. Man. She was fucking coming to work still.
Yeah.
And now I think I had it a couple weeks ago because of the kids in band.
Yeah.
But all I had was a headache. I thought it was maybe like I didn't drink coffee for the day.
Yeah.
You know?
I just had a nice cold. That was it.
I was like, whatever, dude. Julian's dad, I think I tested positive for COVID. Well, guess what? The school said, no symptoms, you're still going to school.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So Ricky can't pull that shit anymore. Yeah. Ricky wanted COVID bad.
Yeah, because we're getting paid. Still. Yeah, man. So when my wife got it, I'm like, come on, pass it on. Share the wealth.
Sure.
You know? And eventually I did, but I got it a lot worse than my wife. It was like the opposite. Like, Letty got it worse, I got it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, we're also big bitches when it comes to it, so I was riding it out, dude. I was
riding. Ricky wanted it bad, bro. Yeah. Like, he was begging for it.
I'm like, let's have a COVID party.
You're like, smooch me up?
Yeah, come on. Like, come on, COVID party, let's do it. You know?
No, we had the whole freaking, I think our sister-in-law one day came over, and she just left a bag of vitamins, because she works for Nature Made. And she just left a bag of vitamins at the fence.
Just chucking,
and then she's chucking them out. I'm like, Lulu, give me a hug. I run out to give me a hug. She's like, fuck you. They don't swear, but I guarantee you that day if she could, she would. And she drove off. I mean, I've never seen her drive so fast. Yeah. I want a hug. Because I'm there to the huggers. I'm not a hugger. So she damn well knew what I was trying to do. Yeah.
Everybody was so like, here. Just kind of like extending it. And the worst thing is like, you dab somebody, you know what I mean? Just give them the fist bump. But everybody decided, you know what? Let's get closer and do elbows.
Yeah.
You guys are dumb, huh? You guys are dumb? I was like, okay, whatever.
That day, I forgot what we brought to your house. I was like, let me in.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He brought something too and he wanted to come in the house.
Like, come on, let me in. Because my wife had it. They all of a sudden got it before me. I'm like, what? Bro, how am I missing out on this?
Jesus. Where's this God you guys all pray to?
I'm like, let me in.
Yeah, so yeah, he wanted it so bad, but no, it was that first time was bad.
Yeah.
Second time was nothing, and then apparently there's a possibility I had it a couple weeks ago. I'm not even sorry, but I'm not even walking around a fucking mask.
Nah,
super spreader.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, I had we had it a couple months ago. It was nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, we had that was our third time having it.
Third time?
Yeah.
Jeez. God doesn't love him. Dude.
He was like, oh, you want it again? Here you go.
You wanted it so bad the first time.
Got three rounds, man. So, jeez. But the third time was just like, the way I describe it was like a strong cold. It was not like a flu, but it was just like stronger than a cold. That was it. It was whatever. Let's chill.
This is all bullshit now. I don't care. Like I said.
That's why I'm like.
Jojo, you're sick? You're not quarantined. You're going to school. Huh? Yeah. You're not missing school. Wear a mask.
It just seems like there's always something else like, oh, quarantine or COVID or whatever. But then something else happens in the world or the government is like, we've pushed that to the side. Forget about it. Now this is happening. So everybody focus on this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, now we got this other thing. So everybody just kind of pushed that up. So now you got a whole bunch of other stuff pushed to the side.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny because Roger said it. Dude, we lived through a pandemic. We lived through a attack on America. So 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He started naming a bunch of shit. He says, the only thing we haven't lived through is an assassination. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Hey, man.
Damn, bro, you went deep. You went deep, bro. So
I was like, what are you planning over there, Roger?
Right? Fucking A, dude. But if I ask him, he won't remember. You said that, bro.
What are you talking about?
But anyways, Rick, welcome back. And
thanks, man.
How's the baby update, man? I saw you guys went and got a 3D ultrasound recently.
Yeah, we got our last one a couple of weeks ago, and no, she's looking great. The doctors are stoked on how she's looking, her development. They can, you know, they check everything. Heart's looking great, brain's looking great, all her limbs and everything. Everything's looking nice and average. So we took our suegra. She went along with my mom because that was our last one. So no, it was cool. They got to be there, see her. They saw the photos and everything. We're just waiting for her to pop out now, man. Christmas.
I feel bad for her.
I know, man. We're really, I mean, obviously we want her to be healthy, but at the same time, we're really hoping we're not in the hospital Christmas Day. Like, that kind of, I mean, it would be great.
I asked Rick if it's possible, if they can hold it till May 2nd. Yeah. That'd be fucking great, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, not only is it The Rock's birthday, it's my birthday.
Hey, bro.
It's the greatest fucking day on earth, bro.
I feel bad for her, honestly. Not her birthday would be on Christmas. That's December in general is one of the worst times
to have
a birthday.
Yeah.
My birthday is the 31st. Of December is terrible. Your parents will give you two gifts. Oh, here's Christmas. It's your birthday. Yeah. Cool. Everybody else will be like, here's what. Birthday and Christmas. Like, no. It's two different days, dude.
Yeah.
It's two different days.
Yeah. So that's why my wife was saying, too. Like, yeah, I mean, it'd be great for like us. I mean, it's not really changed, but she's like, for her, she's always going to be kind of screwed.
Yeah.
She's not. I know Ricky.
I will.
He's going to demand that we all give her two gifts. I already know this fool.
But they're not going to honor it. Yeah, they're not going to honor it.
And the thing is like, oh, it's Christmas, but it's also your birthday. And it's like, you got to kind of half and half it, which kind of sucks.
That's exactly what my wife and I kept saying. You know, what we're saying. We're kind of hoping she's a week or two early, but obviously healthy later. Oh, yeah.
Buys her a $500 birthday Christmas gift. He said the $250 were for your birthday. The other $250 are for Christmas.
A great excuse for me later on. I'll put two of them on all the time.
I think I said it last time, but I'm sure my sister-in-law, your wife, is ready to pop. I think she's at that stage where of her life that she's like, I want this thing out.
She's waiting for sure, especially right now. The baby has a habit right now of just kicking her in her ribs and leaving her foot there.
Ooh.
So her foot's always riding her ribs, so she's always just like, gosh, she's jabbing me.
Have you seen like your wife's belly as the baby's kicking?
I've seen it once actually pulsate. But no, usually I just put my hand over. You can feel her. She's like, get your fat ass elbow off me. You know? Yeah. So
I thought that was the coolest part when you would see like
physically see.
It's like, ooh, this is an episode of Aliens. Yeah. What's happening here, bro? It's so cool.
I've tried, but only a couple of times would you see just little pulsate. That's about it. You don't really see it that much, for me at least.
Yeah.
I just feel it more than anything.
That's cool, though. Yeah. It's always a special moment.
I've seen some videos, too, where like they're really big, and you can see like the whole hand just go across the belly.
Damn.
I thought I was going to be out, bro.
Are you going to be in the labor? Are you going to watch it? Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I'm not going to catch, if that's what you're asking. You could be a catcher where you can like catch the baby when it comes out.
When did they start doing that?
I don't know, but I'm like, that's not happening.
What are they putting, like a thing of nitrogen in her freaking belly and pops it out? What the hell?
I don't know. Well, they're just like, oh, you can, like I said, like the doctor, like they'll just help. You'll help the doctor guide it out. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. They call it the receiver. Are you going to be the receiver? I'm like, not. Definitely not. I'll be in the bag. Like, yo, you got it.
I'm
cheering you on.
So when Nick was born, I was there. Yeah. And I was fine. You know, I cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that.
Yeah.
When Joel and Julian at the same time. When Julian was born, I passed out.
What?
I've already survived one. Like, I passed out.
Why?
The last thing I remember was the doctor saying, nurse, catch the dad. Oh. Yeah, because apparently I put myself into a corner of the room, and I just like, they saw my face.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Before I saw my face. And the next thing I heard is the dad, and I freaking apparently fainted.
Wow, I would hear that from first timers. Like they say it the first time. That's crazy that you heard it from you passed out from the second time.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know why.
It's like, were you a newbie? Is this just your first
child? Yeah. And it's like the doctor's like, I helped deliver both your kids, bro. You were here for both of them. Yeah. What's up? I passed out, bro. But I got up in time to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But apparently my face turned Simpsons yellow.
I saw all three of my daughters being born. Nice. It was the greatest thing ever. For sure, don't tell them not to call it a receiver, though. That sounds weird. Sounds very weird. Yeah. You want to be the receiver? Definitely not, Doc.
No, I'm not.
Call it something different.
Yeah.
Can I be the tight end instead?
Something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, nah, I'll be right there. I'm gonna be there, but nah, I'm not gonna.
I thought that
would have been cool to do. Just, honestly,
nah,
yeah, man.
I don't know. It's too much.
I'm gonna get a little personal here, bro. But do not get scared. It will shrink again. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It will shrink again. Okay. It'll go back to normal.
I hope so.
Okay. For you dads out there, know what I'm talking about. George knows what I'm talking about because he's already laughing. Okay. Don't get scared, Rick.
Don't freak out on
watermelon size, it will go back. Okay?
All that's right. Sketch. That's
sketch. Yeah, talking about my sister-in-law like that. What the fuck? I do think that it's weird that I have a picture of my sister-in-law in my wallet.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, to each your own, I guess.
I have my kids, I don't even have a picture of my wife in my wallet. Wow.
She better be on your phone.
But I have a picture of his wife. Well, because when she became LAPD, she said she gave us all one and said, okay, here, it might get you out of a ticket. And I think it did once for me.
Yeah.
And so it's in my wallet. Oh, right. I don't even have a picture of my wife.
Not even me.
Not even, you never gave me one. You weren't part of the family back then.
Yeah, that's true.
I met Ricky at my sister-in-law's graduation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are both cops.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Both are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
both. That's where you met her?
Yeah.
They're
the
both.
Academy.
Yeah,
they're
both. Academy. Okay.
They're both pigs.
Yeah. And I'll keep eyeing those donuts back here.
George brought them. He knew you guys were coming.
I'm just so full.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't we have a podcast episode titled Don't You Like Donuts? And you said no. You said, so now there is a yes.
There's not a yes. It's just like anything, right? You get cravings once in a while.
That's that pregnancy craving.
Probably. Because usually I don't. But lately, this would probably be like the second or third time I saw donuts. I'm like, at first I was like, no. But then now I'm like,
yeah, that was a million-dollar question that Julian asked him.
Yeah.
Do you like donuts? Dude, you can hear Julian's voice, tiny little kid. You like donuts?
Yeah.
He said no, and his wife's like, bullshit, fool.
Just because I get a donut every, like, blue moon doesn't mean I like them. Like, I want them. Okay.
Serious question, though. Serious question. Do you guys, like, in the department, do they bring donuts? Like, is that an actual thing, or do they just... Like, everybody kind of individually sneaks when they're out on the road.
So, I wouldn't say they bring them. Like, we don't usually bring them unless it's, like, certain, like, for instance, they bring them usually for Thanksgiving. So, the day that I worked the day before Thanksgiving on that Wednesday, for our graveyard shift, they had donuts. Like, the cops bring donuts.
Okay.
Usually, people or, like, schools or other, like, churches, they'll bring us, like, donuts and coffee to the station. So, is there typically donuts in the station? Yes, but they're probably usually donated from like schools and stuff like that.
So it's not that you guys buy donuts. I mean, you guys probably buy donuts on special occasions, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But you guys don't buy them on a regular.
Yeah, we'll just see. Usually we'll see donuts like brought in. I'm like, oh, where are these from? Oh, the church down the street just brought, you know, a couple dozen, you know.
There was cool. Years ago, there was a shooting at a donut shop in Oxnard. So it was surrounded by cops, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude. The comments were freaking priceless.
I already knew.
They had a 2-for-1 sale. They had a bloody killing. They only were just like a killer sale. They just, they were just rant. They get that. Well, you saw his sister, sister-in-law fucking like, oh, really? Donuts? Because, again, Rick, when's the last time I had the coffee pot out here? You know,
never. I was like, "What? This is."
That's
new?
Right. You haven't been here for.
Yeah, I've never seen this here.
Yeah, no. So when they came, when him and Ray came out here, I had the coffee pot out here. And George came out last week, and I brought the coffee pot, and then now he brought the donuts. So I can't say no. Yeah. I even went and fucking found good coffee. I'm like, where can I go get coffee from? I went to Starbucks, bro.
Oh damn! He likes you guys.
This guy gets fucking
water.
I'm not gonna 99 cent store coffee.
I just get water. That's it, dude.
But what do you call it? Yeah, the jokes, man. When it involves cops and donuts, shit.
I wonder how that even came about. You know what I mean? Like, if that's just a thing because donuts were just more accessible. There wasn't so many like pastries or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I wonder how that came about.
So I heard from like the older cops, stuff like that, when like it was talked about, that what it came down to actually a lot of times was the donut shops, unlike a 7-Eleven back in the day, they would be the only ones that are open 24 hours typically or that are open late or super early. So the cops that work the graveyard shifts, that's where they will get their coffee.
Yeah.
And then super early, they'll open like 4 or 5 in the morning. The cops would go to go get their coffee because typically they're the only ones open.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's why usually they're out there a lot.
When I was a kid, I was maybe fourth, fifth grade, maybe fifth grade, I got my bike stolen and I got into a altercation with one of the kids at the school. The police officer that came out there to address the fucking cops were called. Nowadays, they're like, fuck it, they're kids. cops were called, and the cop that came out there, she's a nice lady, dude. She called me into the police station like a couple days later, and I was like, what the fuck? She called my mom. Obviously, no, we didn't have phones, but cell phones. I go to the police station, and she has a fucking new bike for me. Yeah, brand new bike for me. And she and a helmet and everything. She said, make sure you don't ride this without. And I'm like, well, why are you giving me a bike? Because she said the school said that you had good grades. You were a good kid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so this little scuffle, that's out of your character.
Yeah.
Somebody must have really pushed your buttons for you to do something like that.
Okay.
And she gave me a bike. So I was like, well, question. You just gave me a bike, but what's the deal with donuts? And she said it. She says, that's the only thing that goes good with coffee.
Oh, okay,
cool. And honestly, the last time I saw her, man, was, oh, man, I was in maybe already 20 years old, 22, and she was a fucking detective, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was, she's probably retired by now. Oh, yeah, this was like 94 when she got me the bike.
Oh, yeah.
And but now every time we bumped into her, she was a good cop.
Yeah.
You know, too bad Ricky's not like that, man.
Well, I don't want
to punch him. He can't get you a new bike.
Dude, he comes over to my house and I have to let him borrow one of mine.
yeah, that's true too.
That's true. You got expensive taste.
I'm just not a big fan of coffees, so I don't really go to a lot of like the donut stops and stuff like that. You know, so.
Well, since you're not a fan of coffee, try that drink, bro.
Yeah, I was eyeing this. What is this?
So it's Magic Mind. And you can drink coffee and drink this with it.
Yeah.
Or you can just drink this. So I've been drinking it. Good. I've been drinking it for a few weeks now. And chug.
That is good.
Fill it up again.
I'm actually waiting for my shipment to come in. You know, somebody.
Oh, is that what arrived to my house?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for forgetting it. And so Magic Mind is a it helps you focus.
Yeah.
For focus. It helps you with energy and it helps you, you know, less stress. So for example, with me, I've been taking it and it's helped me sleep better.
Oh,
no. So remember a couple of weeks ago we're talking about freaking that REM on
your
watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my Fitbit. Uh-huh. I sleep with it. You're not supposed to sleep with it. No, actually I do.
Mm-hmm.
My REM sleep has been like in the past an hour. And apparently the REM sleep is what you need the most.
Yeah, that's actually what gets you in the deep sleep.
Which we talked about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And REM last night was 2.5 hours.
Damn, so you more than doubled.
So I more than doubled
this.
And it has like, I have felt like a little different with it. I mean, it does have like, again, I'm going to butcher this like I did last week. But for focus, there's a lion's mane mushroom in it. For energy, it's got like a total of like 13 vitamin different ingredients.
Oh wow!
All in one.
So it's almost like a multivitamin type drink.
And it has a bunch of other stuff for energy. I'm telling you, I can't even pronounce this stuff, and I don't want to say it. But it has a B2 vitamin, B3 vitamin, B12 vitamin, and ashwagandha is the one that I like saying all the time. Ashwagandha. So no, it has helped me focus a little better, I guess.
And yeah,
I've been with the whole band stuff with the kids and everything. I have been losing less sleep. I've been, you know, coming home tired. Dude, competitions, which we'll get into that right now.
Yeah.
Competitions, we're not getting home until midnight. I don't understand how George freaking goes to work right after.
Oh, shit.
Dude, he goes to work right after. So I introduced him to this stuff last week, and he was like,
yeah, okay, I was about to say, I thought I heard this sounds familiar. You guys had this last week?
I gave one to George.
It was really good. Yeah, man, that was the first time I
could. We would have all had one today, but my shipment didn't come in.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'll take blame on that one.
And I actually had it with the coffee. Obviously,
he was drinking coffee. The coffee,
but I was, you know, I'm a big coffee drinker, and man, it's still pretty goddamn good.
So, you know, like the guy that created this stuff apparently was starting his own company, or was a manager or something.
Yeah.
And he was drinking like 15 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah,
that's
terrible. That's
he was terrible. Losing lack of sleep.
Yeah.
He ended up going to the emergency room, and the doctor told him your heart condition is pretty bad, bro.
Yeah.
And he decided to think of something, and you know. Mixed it all together because it's like I said last week too. My brother actually takes all these vitamins when he wanted to know the ingredients. I'm like, well, all this, and he's like, what the hell? I already take all.
Oh,
that.
Like he takes each one separately.
Yeah, yeah. Because he gave me ashwagandha one day.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, just take this.
And I have a tea of ashwagandha. That's what I would take usually. It's for like helping with like stress, sleep, and even boosts your testosterone.
Well, did you know this? Our sister-in-law Lulu,
uh-huh.
Nature Made, actually has an ashwagandha
Vitamin. Yeah, yeah.
So. This one already has it all inside. All everything that she sells, bro, it's all in here in one little bottle, 2 ounces. And I was freaking honored with promoting the product. And if you guys go on, I know George already has his order, right? Right, George?
I got mine already.
All right. George already ordered it.
Well, an order came to my house, if that counts.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, sucker. You should have brought that over here, man. Again, if you guys go on www.magicmind.com/AndyM and use the promo code of AndyM20, you get 20% off. And I'm looking at the description of this, bro. Dude, that code is valid for life.
Oh, really?
For nice. Life. So
okay.
There you go.
Go check it out, man. George liked it.
No, I liked it, too. It was actually it was really good.
It's really good, dude. No, and
it's a little shot, too, which is nice.
Yeah. So give it a shot. And
you just take these just once a day? Or
once a day, bro. I mean, you can take it, but I just, you know me, I don't drink coffee as much as I used to. So one has been fine.
Yeah.
So it's been, it helps, bro. It, like I said, my dreams, bro, they're very vivid. I can remember them now.
You got lucid dreams?
Not nasty dreams, just...
I didn't say nasty, no. Like lucid.
Where's
your mind at, Andy?
No, I just, like I told you last week, the U-Haul truck, and then I had a dream the other day that I was going off on one of my sister-in-laws. My wife's like, you have a lot of anger towards my sisters right now, don't you? So again...
That's not bad. 3 grams of only added sugar. That's actually not bad, considering actually how good it tastes. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, man,
it
is good.
That's actually pretty good.
So again, www.magicmind.com/AndyM and then AndyM20 for 20% off.
Sweet. Hell yeah, man.
So, and then bring my shit home, bro.
I got you.
You better bring it back. Talking about band, though. Dude, we didn't talk about it last week, but our kids came in dead last.
Dead last. I was pretty pissed off, honestly, because I know a lot of parents are, oh, that's cool, you know, whatever. It's a huge deal for them to actually make it to champs.
Yeah, of course.
Which is fine. You know, I get that. It's, you know, because you're in like the knockout like stages, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? In order to get there. But for them to get dead last, I was pretty mad because they had the best run that they've had all season. And I'm pretty sure they beat out a couple other schools, but I think they got done dirty, honestly.
To kind of chime in on that too, when I wasn't there at the champions, unfortunately.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, sorry, we're busy. But
what, protecting this LA city? Shut the fuck up.
Me and my wife went to one of their first performances, and you know, it was, you know, not that they're a lot better now, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's rough. Lie,
you know, but we went to the showcase a couple days before the champions, and man, they look so good.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
God, it was night and day. Like, and they had other schools there too, and I was like, okay, you know, this is probably gonna be more or less what it's like. It was like, no. If there was a comparison between the freshman and the varsity, that was what like it was. Like, you can see how much better
their
band was compared to just the other schools that were there.
Yeah.
I was like, this is night and day. This cannot be the same team.
Yeah.
So when I text Andy that, like, me and my wife were talking about, like, man, they're probably going to do pretty good because that was fucking good.
Yeah.
So when I texted him and he told me, I was like, no, they either were really good, those other teams, which probably, you know, there's only 15 schools, or like you said, they 12. Sound like they did, or 12, 12. Sorry.
Yeah, 12.
Or it sounded like they were dead dirty, you know, because
yeah.
Their performance was amazing.
Yeah. I like how you call them a team, too, because I remember when me and Ray were here, that's essentially what I called them, was a team. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think they got done dirty for sure. Because you took pictures of them, and me and my wife were going through them. We're like, dude, those lines are straight. Like, they looked solid.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it is that they placed dead last. It was just ridiculous.
Well, that day we were there, we were like, you know, helping like we always do, bro. We're there to help the team push the equipment, especially Pitt. Pitt is the only team, the only part of the band that needs help. They need parents' help because they have all this equipment to push. I got attached to the mixer again. I don't know why I got attached to a mixer, but maybe because I have one right here in front of me. What a coincidence, right? And so I helped them push that because that one's kind of heavy. And then the wheels, I don't know, man, whatever.
A little wonky.
Yeah, and then we even took a group photo, you know, with the parents, because we haven't been in part of any of those because we're up in the bleachers. And this time we were down there helping them out. But the teacher comes up to us and says, you guys aren't going to help. You guys are going to go up on the bleachers and film it, please. I'm like, what? George was like, wait a minute. I want that gold wrist. Gold wristband. And I'm like, fuck. I can go get some beers if you want right now. George, I got you, dude. And so she told us to go, you know, and film it. But the only thing is, I wasn't prepared. I didn't have my tripod because I wasn't there I was there to take photos, but not film it. Mm-hmm. But I take my photos from the ground, which I think are much better. And she's like, no, I need you guys to go up there and film it. So we did. And yeah, no, they like the very first time the wife told the boys, told Nick mainly, because Nick's the one's marching, you guys' footing is off. Because she was in band. Mm-hmm. You guys' footing is wrong. You got to be synced with the rest. That's what they're going to look at. And she kept on telling them stuff that they look at because she did it. I think she did it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to look at. Your feet, your feeding. Yeah, everything has to be
like in synced. Sync.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, you know, they were perfectly aligned. They were, you know, good, man.
Yeah.
It, you know, but Julian, I did play back the audio. The video, and Julian caught it. He said, "That's where we messed up."
Right yeah, there. But it wasn't enough.
But it's not exactly to come in dead last. I mean, some of the other schools. I mean,
dude, the big school that is like, no, they're the shit. What I was like, dude, it was a snooze fest. Like literally, you asked Leslie, she's like, "Oh yeah, he was fucking going like this, bobbing his head because dozing off." I was like, "Yeah, man, it sucked."
I even caught JoJo because I always told JoJo, you know, when they're doing the, I don't know what is this called, where they're waiting for it to play their instrument and they're just like,
keeping like the cadence type thing, maybe?
Probably.
But they're doing like a little like up and down kind of a dance. Okay. You know, they're all singing together. Kind of like
arcade characters.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like the freaking whack-a-mole. Yeah. You know, they're doing that together. And I had told Julian, you have to get on top of that. You have to go along with your classmates, your band. And even he did that. I'm like, oh shit, that's right. He's fucking doing it. That's right.
Yeah.
And they look good when they
all. It does.
All
yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the showcase, we were talking about that. Sorry to cut you off. They were like, Julian's not going with the, you know, doing like the little sway.
Yeah. And then the showcase before the competition, the championship, he was just standing there. I'm like, dude, your friends are all doing it. Why aren't you doing it? And I was, because I was down there taking photos, and he's fucking do that fucking dance, fucker. And I'm like, giving him one of those fucking do the dance. And he told me after, he goes, our coach told us to just stand there.
But then you all have to do that.
That coach is a little iffy, honestly.
Yeah. Because I don't know, man. It does look better when they're kind of like moving with it, because it looks like you're grooving with it until you go back into it. But if that's the case, I mean, I don't know much about band, but if one's doing it, you all got to do it or no one's doing it.
Yeah.
Because it does look out of sync if you're not.
I mean, we're still proud of our kids, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just the fact that they made it a champions, first place, last place. I mean, if you ain't first, you're last, but in this case, they were last. And then the only other thing was the wife's like, my niece is in Chino. All right.
That's like one of the schools that our school, like, just despises, bro. Just down to the little golf carts. Stupid.
Bro.
You go slashing tires.
So, so when Chino came out, obviously, I don't know if you met Andrea yet.
Not yet,
Tia Maurus's granddaughter.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard of her. I don't know her.
Okay. Though. So she is in Chino, and she is the, what do we call it, the captain for color guard?
Yeah.
Bro, she had like 3 solos. Not to brag on our team, bro. We just got to tell them what to do next year. Hey, you got to. So Andrea did.
What'd they place? Their color guard.
I wasn't paying attention. All I know is that they walked away with like fucking 4 trophies. So, yeah. So she had like 3 solos, meaning she threw the gun, whatever you call it, rifle up in the air like 3 times.
Yeah.
One of them, I was on the opposite end of the performance. It was a solo. She threw the rifle up in the air, and she caught it while doing the splits. I was like, oh, fuck, I missed that.
Yeah, my daughter does that too, dog. It looks way better.
I don't see it during the performance. So, she freaking, she knocked it out of the park. And so when, once they finalized everyone who won, the first thing that they did was grab the boys to go take a picture with Andrea.
Oh, I saw that.
I'm like, what the fuck with the competition, bro?
I saw that.
The competition. Yeah. The boys are going to Chino next year. Just saying.
Well, that's going to be my next question. So, like, how many seniors are you guys losing? Because, I mean, obviously it was a good run.
27 of them.
27?
Yeah, 27.
Well, George said that's nothing because last year it was like 40 or something.
Yeah, last year was a lot, man.
It's almost half the team. So they're pretty much playing with a bunch of new kids.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they're losing 27 kids. And, but Nick has to step up as a senior next year. And apparently I got to step up as driving the fucking U-Haul truck. They don't care what about my dream.
Definitely not. I told him that his dream is just gonna make him drive a little bit more cautiously.
That's now. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the dream? I don't even know what
you're talking about. Oh, so when I first started drinking the Magic Mind, like I said, my dreams have been more clear.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Friday night into Saturday morning. So that Saturday morning, we're all talking, him and myself and Ray. And they bring up the U-Haul. Well, Ray's gone next year. Dude, you got to step up and drive the truck. You know, it's fucking funny you just mentioned that. My dream was that I got into multiple hit and runs. I lost the back truck, the back haul of the truck. Oh, the part that you haul.
Yeah.
Fucking fell off the truck. And this, what is it, a 26 footer?
Yeah, 26.
26 footer. And my dream was that I fucking wrecked it. Nice. And in the process, wrecked other cars.
Nice.
So I'm like,
just plowed through everything.
It was funny you fucking say that because I don't want to drive it.
It sounds like more like a power trip. Like, I got this big ass truck. I'm going to mow people down.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that
should give you confidence, man.
So here's the thing that sucks also. On our way to Long Beach, the wife was talking to the teacher. And it's a teacher or instructor? What would we call
her? She's a teacher, band director.
Band director.
Yeah.
And how Letty was in band and all the stuff they used to do in fundraising and how there's a nacho machine back there or a fucking pretzel machine back there, a churro machine back there that all our suegra helped when they were in high school, when they were in band back in the day with our brother-in-laws and Letty and Lulu were in band. Our mother-in-law was in charge of treasury and our mother-in-law helped the school get one of those big trailers that they used to haul around.
Mm.
With the equipment.
Yeah.
And one day George opened the back room and like, shit, dude, my mother-in-law helped get that nacho machine or that churro machine or whatever. So nobody knows how to make churros. So my wife does. She said, oh shit, we know that now.
Yeah.
We know that now. Well, that's why the machine is there. And even register. So my wife is talking to the band director about all this shit that our mother-in-law helped them come up with.
Mm-hmm.
That she's like, okay, well, guess what? Ray and his wife are gone next year. You're taking over. Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. And you're driving the truck. Oh, God. And then since we were in the front two seats, even the bus driver got involved in that conversation. It's not that bad. She starts giving me like, I'm like, but I have all this equipment that I'm responsible for. She's like, do you not see how many lives I'm responsible for right now?
That's
put
fair.
Yourself in my shoes. That's I'm like, fair. Fuck.
That's fair. That's fair, dude.
All right, George, we got to go run the U-Haul one day just for the fuck of it. Load up my podcast equipment and take it on the road.
Right. It's funny because Leslie goes, on the way back from Champs, I had to go put gas. And I'm trying to like rush it. And she's like, you drove this thing like it was a little car. I was like, yeah, because I'm a G. What do you mean? Like, I'm not fucking around here. I'm trying to get there. But, I mean, it's because all the experience. I had like 5 years experience of driving big, like, bobtails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck
dude. Dude, I drive the sweat as fucking pilot and I fucking freak out or whatever she drives. And I'm like, fuck. Dude, one day they had me drive the old Suburban. Were you here for the old Suburban?
Yeah, I was here.
Okay. I drove that sumbitch from Huntington Beach. Like at 10 o'clock at night, I was fucking shitting brakes. I'm like, sweat, all these fucking brakes aren't working, dude. What the? Oh, just step it all the way to the bottom. Oh, hell no.
Pump them.
So, I mean, I guess wish me luck, or this might be the end of Flat Tire Andy's podcast.
Nah, you'll be good, dude.
So, we'll also have you for a year, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, also have George and I taking over.
Good.
The wife did say you're going to lose sleep because you're going to have to help George with those meetings and everything. I'm like... But why?
No more 7:30 Andy. No more.
No more, bro. How many? But the meetings are only once a month, right?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Why not?
We'll go with
that. Makes you feel better? Sure.
Well, I guess if George can go to work right after, I guess.
Yeah, see, no excuse.
More
yeah.
magic mind for me then.
That's all it means. That's all it means.
Because, holy shit, man. Yeah, I give you guys funny. Props for all that, man.
I mean, it's just, I do it because I wanted to do it for my daughters at first. Because I was never involved, me and Leslie were never involved in any kind of like parent stuff when it came to band. We never got any notifications. We never got any like, hey, there's going to be a booster meeting. Hey, nothing, absolutely nothing. And then we would see that they also had fireworks stand, right?
I was introduced to the fireworks stand.
Okay, cool. I wonder who runs it. We never knew that it was kind of a booster thing. Dude, so for two or three years now, I've been doing the overnights. Watching over the fireworks stand with Leslie, and it's like
I heard that one day the teacher or the instructor was stayed inside the thing while somebody went and got something. They propped it like if it was locked, and she was in there the entire time.
Yeah,
like wait, fuck that shit. I'm not doing that.
But dude, it's at a Walmart parking lot. There's a security guard roaming around, and so you just kind of look it over. You're not really gonna get involved if something happens, some kind of vandalism or something. You're just gonna call the cops and be like, hey man, they're messing with her. Or, yeah, that's it, dude.
Take it. Hey, can you save that box for me?
Last year they stole one of the big. Like $500 boxes.
No way.
Yeah, I guess they were like super busy, and they just swiped it from the bag. And I was like, "Oh shit, okay, well." No. But yeah, man, it's gonna be you, Andy.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Leslie's already looking forward to passing the torch on to you with the whole Instagram thing.
No, she has one more year. She has one more year.
She's ready to give it to you.
I just provide the material that she needs to post.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
She was wondering how it's gonna go for winter. Because your boys are in Pit and Drumline, so they're gonna have all the pictures. You know what I mean? But for Color Guard, there's not gonna be anybody taking pictures of them. So she's like, "Well, I don't know."
Well, after this podcast episode, you can learn how to use one of the cameras, and you're more than welcome tomorrow.
I might have to. Yeah.
JoJo has a camera. He's not using, man. Sorry.
So you're saying because it's like basketball season, so you're not gonna be out there in the field doing like stuff, or
two different competitions, or two different. So they're gonna have the indoor season for band, mm-hmm, and then they're gonna have the. So it's not going to be one.
Got it.
They only bring them together during marching season, right? Yeah. Or like competitions.
So it's like a field show kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they'll be like cheerleaders with sticks and flags.
Got it.
So.
Got it.
Oh, they'll fuck a cheerleader up, bro.
Yeah, dude.
They don't play, bro.
The wife actually made it back in high school days. I'm like, that's the reason why freaking Color Guard and cheerleaders don't get along.
Yeah.
Because the one day the wife... I guess the cheerleaders were bragging on the band geeks, mm-hmm, calling them band geeks. And my wife said, what are you, a jumping bimbo?
Wow.
Something like that in that nature. I was like, and then because we went to the first like first football game and the cheerleaders there. I'm like, babe, that was like 15 years ago, babe. Let it go.
Don't get in a fight with this little girl.
Let it go, babe. Let it go, babe. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. JoJo says that. It's not that deep. So, like I said, my only recommendation is teaching these kids to be more united.
Oh yeah,
that's the only and the teacher needs to be more. These kids need to be more disciplined. Yeah, that's the only thing.
Because sure.
I heard on competition, the school that sat next to us or parked next to us, which actually was one of the locally around here somewhere. I'm not sure. I don't remember where. All I know is that they're busted Hacienda on it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. He told me the school, but since there's the enemy, I didn't really pay attention to that. But the coach or the director was giving them their speech, bro. And I was like, holy shit, man. It's like, I have a dream speech, bro. Damn.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, sir. And thank you guys. You guys made it this far. And blah, blah, blah. Yes, sir. All of them. And sync, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then once he was done speaking, dude, all the kids started just putting shit away. They didn't even need the parents' help, nothing. I was like, the fuck, George, we fucking up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
We're fucking up.
It's like I had said last week, too soft, bro. Yeah. These are too soft, bro.
Like, man. Fuck. So we'll see what's up, man. See what new chapter holds for us in the coming years. But I have a topic that I wanted to bring to the table. So again, like I've been saying, when I have regular guests,
yeah,
since we run out of stuff to say, and I still have another 20 minutes to go, bring up a topic. I saw this one that kind of caught my attention. I want to see what you guys. It's going to be better now that we have three different
perspectives.
Yeah. So instead of just Ricky. He's fucking biased, bro. Rick is fucking biased, bro. That's why I hate talking to him sometimes. But this lady wrote in, and she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed and upset. Her husband of 15 years was cheating on her with a 21-year-old who lives in the same apartment complex. She's embarrassed because everyone there knew. So I remember living in apartment complexes. Mm-hmm. You see everyone's front door, so I know what she's talking about. And then she said that she threw him out, but he ended up getting an apartment two doors down.
Nice.
So you kicked him out, but he's still next door. And he's still messing around with the 21-year-old. She sees him. She sees her coming in and out of that guy's apartment. And then she's wondering if she should confront the girl. And then she's also confused. She doesn't know what to do. Her parents said, come live with us in Santa Maria. But she kind of wants the guy back.
Get out of here. No.
And I mean.
No.
Come on. I mean, homeboy says he got the apartment two doors down because he wants to be close to his kids.
Okay.
But in this case, that's what child custody is for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can still see your kids. Technically.
He could have done two apartment buildings down. You know what I mean?
Like, not two doors down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's just rubbing it in her face, essentially.
It is. I'm more just like, one, you got to have some respect for yourself. And you got to, okay, he's doing all that stuff. You're seeing, obviously, he's still messing around. You got to dip. I mean, if that was the case, if let's say if my wife did that, and we're in that scenario. Okay, you want to see the kids? Well, guess what? I'm moving out of the spot. Then I'm out.
And I already know what to do because Andy's podcast told me what to do.
I'm like, look. You want to see the kids? Well, look, I'll remove myself from the situation. You know, then if their person follows me, I mean, but I don't know, man. I'm one of those where like, you know, if you cheat, and the person's still doing it, I don't want that person back.
Yeah,
you gotta just cut ties. That's it. I mean, obviously, you have the kids, and you can't fully cut ties, but
in my experience, I kind of in a way, I kind of lived through that because it wasn't two doors down, but it was like right in front of my face.
Yeah.
Like one day, she had homeboy hanging out with us in the living room, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know. And
she's like, we're just cuddling.
And so it was kind of like I was in denial, I guess, because I mean I did give her so many fucking chances,
so you know more than me. Yeah.
So I kind of get it, and I did stick around for the kids as much as often. I think the one time that broke me was when her fucking homeboy's name was tatted on her chest. I'm like, oh yeah. Fucking hey, man.
Wow.
I can't win this one.
No.
And I think I lost my shit that day. Because the homeboy did live downstairs. You know what I mean? So
you forgave her when you first saw it?
I lost my shit, man. Like I told you last week, you know, that wall, the garage door has a little dent of me losing my shit. I didn't win with the garage door because the garage door was hard. But, you know, fucking walls and what is that? Fucking, what do you call this shit? A drywall?
Drywall.
Hand goes right through. Unless you hit a beam, then you're but you know, with homeboy living downstairs, and like I said, everyone did know.
Yeah.
Everyone did know. I was the only idiot that they had no idea. And I think that's the day I gave up.
Yeah.
I gave up that day because I was like, no, I can't do this anymore. I'm not winning this fight. I'm not going to win this fight. And But I do see myself in her shoes of wanting to. You're seeing it for yourself. You know what's going on. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why did you want to stay though? One, the kid. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, but why did you want to stay with this person that's obviously abusing your love and also your generosity? But at the same time, too, they don't care, bro.
I did it because I love my kids and I obviously loved her.
Yeah.
You know, and it, there's got to come a breaking point where you fucking give up and you wave that the white flag.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like everything. You know, it's going to be different between a man and a woman, right? If a man cheats, it sucks either way, right? Mm-hmm. If a man cheats and the woman takes him back, right? It kind of feels like, well, fuck, she loves him and this and that, and they kind of work it out. But she's not going to be fully trusting of him anymore for that.
Yeah.
If a woman cheats on a man and he takes her back, it's kind of like you're a little bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, not severely, but it's kind of like, well, here's what I heard. Essentially, if you take the woman back, she's here and you take her back. Now, instead of her seeing you up here as a tough guy, or the tough guy that she felt like she had.
Yeah.
Now you were a little lower on that totem pole where like you kind of went soft on me, man. Like,
yeah,
she's not going to respect you as much, you know, as she did in the beginning.
No, I agree.
You know
what I
mean? It sucks either way, whether it's a man or a woman, but I mean, hey, it's a tough situation, man. And especially when it's right in your face. The other thing was, she says she felt like she needed to confront the girl. I guess I kind of get that. You know what I mean? But the girl really has no...
It's not her fault. I mean, it is her fault because she knew they were married. So she is considered now a fucking homewrecker.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with me. I did confront homeboy twice. Yeah. We got into an altercation twice. The first one was a lead pipe got pulled out. And let's say my arm hurt for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. See, and you really kind of want to avoid that, man.
Yeah.
Because essentially, she's the one that did you dirty.
Yeah.
He's the one that did the girl dirty. If you want to go up and ask, like, hey, man, what the fuck? Like, you knew we were together kind of situation, you know, and just not even go with the plan of, hey, I need a response from you kind of thing, but just kind of say, hey, man, you kind of fucked this all
thing up. You're just addressing it.
Yeah, you just want to address it. I understand you're going to be upset.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't take it out on that person.
I agree.
The thing is that the person that you're with is a person you're going to have to take it out on. You're going to have to kind of go through everything with. You know what I mean?
Because her approaching the 21-year-old, all that's doing, that's like her motion of like her throwing like the Hail Mary. Oh, hopefully this 21-year-old stops, and then hopefully he'll want me back. That essentially, psychologically, is what she's kind of hoping is going to happen. That, oh, well, she'll stop, and then my husband will want me back.
Yeah.
That's like, not going to happen. Yeah, like, come on. That's not – you're not living in true reality.
You know,
in a sense.
I mean, like I said, I confronted the person twice, and the second time, dude, I was choking him out.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for my kid that – I don't know who – it might have been Nick because I think Julian was too young. If Nick didn't say, Daddy, like questioning what the fuck is going on, I probably would have killed this dude.
Yeah. Was he older than you?
Younger than me. Younger. That's what kills me, bro. That's what kills me the most because that's what killed me the most because every time she did me dirty, it was with somebody younger. Like we're talking underage. She could have been in prison.
Oh, shit.
You know, but she never got caught. And nobody ever reported her. And as a man, that kicked me the balls for a while. That I did not feel... As a man, I didn't. My manhood went out the fucking door.
I can see that, yeah, for sure.
And so it sucked that. So I kind of get her. I get her point of view also. It's like shit, fuck. I mean, she said 15. Let's say that they were together for 15 years. Let's say they got married at, I'm gonna say 20. Let's say so she's 35. Mm-hmm. Let's say 21-year-old man. That's I've been in her shoes.
It seems like. Like, your girl at the time was, what age did you say?
Well, like, I was talking about the lady that posted this. But, so, but at mine at the time, she was young, man.
I don't know, man. It seems like when it comes to guys, if you're not in a set relationship, right, in a loving relationship, respectful relationship, a relationship that you're going to really cherish, a younger person is always going to be more attractive, you know, whether... I mean, your wife or your significant other was there at that point. You got to understand that you guys are growing old together, man. your bodies are going to change. If you can't appreciate that as a man or as a woman, you can't appreciate that your guy's body's changing with you. Like, that kind of sucks. The more prestige that a guy has is the older he gets, right? The more money he's going to make, the more like settled in he's going to be. So younger women tend to, you know, be more attracted to that as opposed to younger guys being attracted, you know, with younger women, because they feel like the older dudes are more mature. They got their shit together now.
And you got that sense of security.
They got the sense of security. You know, when it comes to a younger man, right, getting an older woman, it's more like, dude, I could fucking make this happen. Like, I got me a cougar kind of shit. And it's like, you know what I mean? So it's two different kind of situations, but it's going to suck and it put a strain on the relationship. You guys got to really, I think she, the girl in the thing you read there, I think she's kind of like, it's done for her, man. She's, if she wants to confront the girl just to kind of like let go of whatever, you know, she has in within her, like, fine. But I think she has to also understand that if she does confront her, it might get a little wild, because young people, they want to be tough. They don't
think they're unstoppable now.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
So she's going to go to kind of say something, and she might find herself in an altercation. You know what I mean? Yep. Because the younger dude's going to be like, fuck you, guy. Like,
you
beat your old ass up, bro. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know when I was young, I didn't give a fuck, dude. I'll knock an old man's ass out.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
I'll hit an old man if I have to.
Yeah, I'll fuck up your hip, old man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the key.
I think, too, she depending, obviously, how the conversation goes, but thinking worst case scenario, I don't know if she'll be ready to hear what that 21-year-old has to say back. And because, obviously, when you're 21, like I said, you have that, you feel like you're untouchable. They may say something that's going to be more hurtful if you just would have kept it quiet.
Yeah, it'll get you right in the face.
And if she's not ready for that, that's going to hurt her.
Here's the one thing that also with, like, in my case, oh, I'm not doing that. I didn't do that. I didn't know he was married. That pissed me off.
Out of this apartment constantly. Yeah. I didn't know.
So
that was just my roommate.
A person like me would have fucking, like, you're lying, bitch. And, you know, but that's just me. But no, it is, like I said, I can relate. I can be in the lady's shoes, but at the same time, now knowing now what I know, it's not worth it. It's not worth confronting them. I'm lucky I didn't go to jail for fucking putting hands on this guy twice.
Yeah.
The second time, if it wasn't for Nick, bro, I'm telling you, I would have killed him.
Yeah.
Cause my hands were around his fucking throat.
Yeah.
You know? And, so there you go. My kid's saving my life again. And, It's not worth it, man. I tell this, if I can take back those events, I would. I take them back in a heartbeat, because it's not worth it, man. Whether he obviously knew that was my girl, you know, but it's not worth it, because
I mean, the guy, like, the kid just didn't give a shit about you regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just how the young girl in the story just didn't give a shit about the wife. It's just like, fuck off. Like, you know? So it's like what Officer Ricky was saying was like, are you going to be prepared to hear what this young girl is going to say? Like, mine is whatever. I could do it better than, you know, whatever fucking stupid shit this girl's going to say is going to come out to hurt this woman.
Yeah.
It's not going to come out to say anything meaningful.
Yeah.
She's not going to say anything meaningful. It's just going to be hurtful. That's it.
The only way I can see this actually being resolved is pretty much, and I mean, it's going to be that this will be damn near hard and impressive, but if the husband and the wife can talk it through, and at the end she's like, all right, you know what, past is past, whatever, you went through your whatever phase that was, and as long as you can, one, never talk about it anymore, because now once it's brought up, like, because the worst thing to do is hold on, and two, hold that against that person, you know. And now, because the last thing a man wants is to be, especially when they're being faithful, is constantly questioned. Because then their mindset's going to be, well, if I'm already being accused, I might as well do it. You know, you're treating me this way anyways, I might as well do it.
Dude, I got to the point where she accused me of cheating on her so many times that I started like, wait, fuck, did I?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So unless the wife can be like, you know what? Okay, he's taking me back. I'm going to take him back. Forgiveness. This here just goes in the closet and that's it, because we talked about it already and it's not going to be brought up no more. that's the only way I could say where they can actually progressively move on without any potentially future issues going down the road. But again, how difficult is that in an argument to be like, well, you fuck that 21-year-old.
I'm going to have to push back on that a little bit, man. Seeing because
see, this is why I like a third person. Woo!
You got to think about it. Like, as men, we're visual, right? Yeah. Women are more like in their feelings. They're emotional creatures, right? Mm-hmm. So for you to say, hey, don't ever bring this back up again, that's fine. You guys could agree on that. Mm-hmm. Just know that that's not going to be 100%. Not going to be 100%. It could be fucking a month down, 2 years down, and she'd be like, well, you fucked that one chick. And
that's what I'm saying. That's the only way it's going to work.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to remember as guys that they're emotional creatures. They experienced it in an emotional way.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas men, we feel things like just physical. We don't give a fuck. We just, you know, do shit just to do shit. Mm-hmm. Women are more, you know, in their feelings. So to them, if they bring it back up, bro, they're fucking replaying it like it was yesterday.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? So that kind of sucks. It's not, because I used to say the same thing. It's like, dude, just whatever. Just we won't bring whatever the case was. Just don't bring it back up. It's fine. Yeah. You know, but it's just not a realistic situation.
Oh,
you just hope. Yeah. You just hope that it doesn't escalate. And they're just, I don't know, for some reason, it's like they're looking for validation or they're looking for some kind of comfort. And it's like, dude, I've already told you everything I know. I've already told you. We've already discussed it. Went 100% into this discussion. I told you everything I got to tell you. I don't know what else you want from me. It's just, but they're reliving it all over
again. Yeah, and, well, and in and my shoes, because it continued, I mean, it was that I know of six fucking times, you know, and I took her back all fucking six times.
Yeah.
And with me, it was like, well, George's hat is blue. No, it's black. No, it's blue. No, it's black. Well, you're a fucking whore. Which, you know what I mean? Which it had nothing to do with the hat.
Yeah.
But we can be fighting for something that stupid of a color of your hat.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, well, you're a fucking whore.
Yeah.
And which now, I mean, back then I was in my 20s. Now that I'm, you know, 40, it's like, well, I was in the wrong, you know, because I mean, it is, I should have walked away a long time ago. And, but you know,
at that age, 20s,
young and stupid, you know, young and stupid is what I would say. Mm-hmm. Young and stupid. And like my, like the kids now ask, ask the wife, like, well, why is it that you took dad? Why is it that, you know, and because I'm 6 years older than my wife.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, because your dad is what you said earlier. Your dad was already in, you know, 30, and he already knew what he wanted. He already saw stability. Where he was at, and he knew what he wanted to do. He knew that once he got married.
Yeah.
You know, I became a, you know, once we got married, I became a salesman. Like maybe. No, I became a salesman when we got together. Like maybe not even a year later, I was already into sales, making more money.
Yeah.
Because now I have my kids to feed, and then I have this woman that wants to be in my life, and that's what she tells the boys. Like your dad was, you know, in his 30s already, and he already knew what he wanted. You like know,
so. She knew that you were going to be able to take care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she knew that you were essentially done with all the bullshit, and you're ready to just fucking go all in with her,
yeah.
You know, and that's what women like, you know.
Yes, sir.
And we talked about it last week, where it's like everything's on our shoulders, but as men, we're like, dude, we have to, we have to go all in on taking care of our loved ones, our family, our, you know. So, yeah, it's crazy, man.
The one thing my wife does say, it's like, Andy, if you're ever tired of me, just tell me instead of cheating on me.
Yeah.
Babe, the only person I'm going to cheat on you is she needs to come to my house butt naked, and that's Dalia.
Well, I've done that. I've done that so many times already, dude.
The day Dalia shows up here butt naked, says, Andy, I want you.
Young Dalia or like?
No, dude, she looks fine now, bro. Really?
Dude. I do not keep up with
follow her on Instagram, bro.
Still now, come on.
Bro.
Now's better.
Dude, Dalia aged like a fine wine. Yeah.
Because she has the funds to do it. That's right.
That's true too, bro.
Same thing like J-Lo.
Dalia, bro. That's what I told her. Dalia shows up butt naked.
Yeah.
That's the one, babe.
There you go.
That's it.
That's what I look like. I'm tired of you.
you start right looking back.
Babe, give me 3 minutes. And I'll right, right. I just need 3 minutes, babe.
It probably won't even last 3 minutes, but just give them to me.
Yeah. Oh man, guys, again, a good topic. We'll do these more often. George, like I said, you're welcome to come back whenever. Ricky owns this shit, so I don't tell him. He just tells me.
Yeah, I got my couch in the corner.
Yeah, so when do I come? Honestly, so again, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for having a discussion with me. And then, like I end every podcast, thank you for riding with me.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.